Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is August 1st, 2018. Today, let's talk about dealing with stuff you don't want to do. Now, everyone has this idea about what they want to achieve with their life. And the truth of the matter is that to get to where you want to be, there will be days, maybe months, or even years of you doing something you don't want to. Typically, there are so many ideas in my head, but I have this deep understanding that no matter what I think of, it won't matter until I manifest it into the physical realm. You know, and I think that applies to everyone. People can talk about, oh, I want to be the president. Oh, I want to be a famous musician. I want to be a famous actor. I want to be a famous painter. But if you're not working towards that, then how will you ever reach that point? And I don't agree with the idea of living a life you don't enjoy. But I've come to learn that our feelings always get in the way of what needs to be done. You see, I think for the majority of people, they have so many aspirations, but to get to where they want to be, they have to run around through a field of bull, you know, a field full of stuff that you don't really like, you know, like working a job that you really don't enjoy, but it pays the bills. And I think it's very important to realize that you may be in a situation right now that you don't currently appreciate, but in the future, you won't have to be in that same place. And I know that there is this grand idea of do what you love, and I'm completely with that. I think it's so important to be living your one life fully and doing what you enjoy because you never get that time back. But there's also another situation. If you want to be profitable and be financially stable, you have to do things that you don't enjoy all the time. And I think it's important to realize that because you can be painting every day of your life, but you may not get any money for that. But you would still be enjoying the fact that you spent your life painting. Now, on the other side of that coin, there are people who want to make their painting process profitable. And to become a professional painter, and by that I mean getting paid for what you do, you're probably going to have to go through a lot of hoops in which you work your way up to that point. You know, earning enough money to market your painting, earning enough money to buy food, earning enough money to live in a nice house. It's not easy because even though you love to paint and you may hate to work your job, if you want these comforts that are provided through financial transactions, you may have to do a lot of things you don't enjoy. Now, for me, I didn't enjoy working a job as a logistics technician. So I would have to arrive at 6 p.m. at night and leave at 6:30 a.m., 12-hour shifts at night. I really didn't enjoy that. But while I was still working that job, I came to realize that this was the surest path of me becoming financially responsible for my decisions. And I quit that job. But looking back, I think about it as, if I didn't have the opportunity to remain financially stable while not having to work that job anymore, I wouldn't have been able to take that opportunity if it was the other way around. You know, if I needed money, I would have stayed in that job even though I hated it. And I'm not saying stay somewhere you don't want to be, but sometimes you have to observe your situation. Is it financially viable to not work at where you are working right now? Can you find a job that pays you less but you enjoy more than the one you're currently at? See, we all have the same amount of time, And I want to tell you that from experience, you're not always going to feel happy. You're not always going to feel sad. And there are moments when you have all these great plans, but you may not feel like doing anything that day. So I'm also a strong advocate with some days you just have to flow with how you feel. But that also prevents you from being the most productive that you can. See, the true understanding of who you are comes from you when you resist the current of your feelings. It's like when you're having a super shitty day, like you wake up and you're like, oh, I just want to go back to bed. But instead of going back to bed and giving up, you say, I have this commitment to myself to move my life towards my vision. You know, it's like you want to be a famous painter. And instead of going back to bed just because you don't feel good, you get up, you grab your paintbrush, and you start painting. And even throughout the whole process, you are hating it, but you still keep going. And you stick to what you said you were going to do. See, sometimes life is an uphill battle. And it's not intended to make us hate life, but it's also not intended us it's not intended for us to make life feel greater than it is. Because in the reality of the situation, every experience just is what it is. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that just because something's shitty, you should accept the shittiness of it. But I'm saying that when you truly know what you want, and that desire is greater than anything else in the world, that desire is greater than your feelings, it's greater than you going to sleep, that is when you truly know your purpose. Because you are so focused on what you want to achieve rather than how you want to feel in the present moment. And I admire that. I cannot say that I am someone who is that persistent at what I want to achieve, because I think that part of being human is accepting your feelings and just allowing yourself to relax once in a while. And I know that most people won't appreciate the idea of spending all your time working on your goals, because that doesn't feel very human. Well, it doesn't feel at least as human as we are told to believe. You know, humans aren't machines. We're not intended to be 100% goal-oriented. But the people who are 100% goal-oriented are more likely to achieve what they want rather than the people who just do what seems convenient at the current moment. I think every moment we're alive, we have the ability to be more disciplined. And by that, I mean that some days you have to look at yourself and look at how you feel. And rather than judging that feeling and giving that feeling a name, you know, like on the days you wake up and you feel like you want to go back to bed, instead of saying, yeah, I feel like I should go back to bed, you should tell yourself, yeah, this feeling's really different. I guess it's just going to give me a different perception of what my life will be like today. And I'm not saying fool yourself, but I'm saying take an opportunity to look at your situation in a different light. And you have to keep moving forward, whether or not you feel like moving forward. It's because life is very limited, and we all have the choice to do something or not to do something. But I think when you take that initial step at doing something you don't want to do, you help yourself for the future. It's like building a sense of, yes, I can do it. Have you ever run a mile before? Or just have gone running in the morning? Now, I think it's easier to find someone who doesn't want to go running than it is to find someone who does want to go running. But I think everyone who loves running probably started off as being someone who didn't really enjoy running. Because, like, that feeling of just, like, being uncomfortable, I don't think that's natural. Well, at least not natural for how we live our lives today. Like most people are in front of a computer or sitting in a chair. We're not naturally running outside every day or going on adventurous journeys. No, we use cars, we use Uber, we use taxis. We use whatever it takes to not have to run around with our legs. But it's in those moments of discomfort that you start building strength. It's like when you go to the gym and lift weights. Like, your body's not going to get stronger until you start feeling pain, until you start letting your body tear down. There cannot be new growth. And I think the same thing happens when you are dealing with your feelings about whether or not you're going to do something today. It's about building a habit that tells you, hey, no matter how I feel today, I know what I want to do with my life. And so I think it's so important to me to accomplish my dreams rather than sitting here and waiting for life to pass me by. Like, think about the future in the sense of one day you are going to be experiencing your last moments of life. What do you really think you're going to be thinking about? You know, some people might say, oh, I might be thinking about my family. I might be thinking about all the adventures I had. I might be thinking about what I really cared about. There's a saying that the last moments of our life and what we think about truly define who we were. And if you ask me, I think that's so profound that you never truly discover your identity until the last moments of your life. So I tell you, would you rather find out that you were someone you didn't enjoy near the end of your life? Or would you rather find out that you were someone who lived your life exactly how you desired? I'm just trying to tell you that. Make the most out of every day. And I'm not saying that every single day you have to be 100% ready to go and able to do everything. You know, no one's perfect. And I don't think that you should strive towards perfection, but I think you should constantly strive towards improving yourself and challenging yourself. Like, I have days like that too. I have days where I don't want to get up from bed. I have days where I don't want to work on my projects. I have days where I don't want to write. But I try to put in a little bit of extra effort and accomplish those things. And why? Because I find it very important to who I am. I find it very important to do the little projects that I like. Because one day shouldn't really define the overall image I try to create through these projects. You know, every podcast I make, it's intended to go out to other people and help them, and intended to change the way people think. Every time I write, its purpose is to help people see the world in a new light. Every time I make a video, it's intended to change minds. And to me, I think that's very purposeful. So, what would I tell myself if I didn't feel like doing this one day just because my morning wasn't the best of mornings? I try and tell myself that, hey, remember that what you do is intended to help other people. Serve the people around you and the people who feed on your content. And that gives me a little boost. It helps me remember that I shouldn't be selfish about wanting to feel lazy one day. That there are people who are important and who may or may not be waiting on what I have to deliver. But overall, I think it's definitely a grand opportunity for you to improve upon who you are by doing things when you don't want to do them. It's a sense of maturity and a sense of personal growth. You can't always be the little child who just dwells in their feelings and dwells on how the moment feels, because sometimes you have to objectively look at the situation and say, what will really change my life? What will really help me become the person I desire to be? And that's when you take the time to go forward and make the most out of your life. Every moment counts. It doesn't matter how you spend it, but if you have a goal, if you have a vision, then spend those moments being productive. If you just have a vision to live your life, then everything's fine, but find a middle way. Strive to be more productive than you are idle. So thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope I've helped someone out there, and I hope that you will tune in to the next time's podcast. Thank you so much once again.